A reading from the Epistle, Ephesians. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his power. Put on the whole armor of God so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For the struggle is not against blood and flesh, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God so that you may be able to withstand on the evil day, and having prevailed against everything, to stand firm. Stand, therefore, and belt your waist with truth, and put on the breastplate of righteousness, and lace up your sandals in preparation for the gospel of peace. With all of these, take the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times, in every prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert and always persevere in supplication for all the saints. Pray also for me, so that when I speak, a message may be given to me to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it boldly, as I must speak. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Well, good news. I have been unbanned from the Tarrant County Commissioner's Court. My civil rights have been restored, and I have already exercised my First Amendment right to petition the government for redress of grievances without getting arrested and winding up in the already too overcrowded Tarrant County Jail. I'm grateful for this good news. I do appreciate the respectful letter of notice I received from the sheriff. And I thank the community and the congregation for all of your support. I also thank the media for its coverage. Local journalism is an essential force for the good of our society. Journalists are the watchdogs of our democracy. And as Bob Woodward says, we don't know what we don't know. So it is imperative that somebody find out and tell us. Now on to the sermon and today's text. Put on the whole armor of God so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For our struggle is not against blood and flesh, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God. I'll admit it here at the outset that I'm a bit bashful about the bellicose nature of this scripture this morning. We at Broadway usually talk more about laying down our swords and shields than we do about taking them up. And I'm certain that it has been a long, long time since we sang Onward Christian Soldiers, at least on a Sunday morning. Kumbaya has dark fingerprints in the pages of our hymnal, but the battle hymn of the Republic, well, not so much. But lest we think that this is a time for peace and that the powers of this present darkness are not something to consider, let me tell you about our Justice Committee's recent visit to the office of Tarrant County Elections Administrator Clinton Ludwig. Mr. Ludwig seems like a very nice and sincere man, committed, most importantly, to the rule of law and the integrity of free and fair elections. He's a Marine, retired, and on his mantle hang two swords, which he says are purely ceremonial. That was a relief. But what was not ceremonial was the backpack Mr. Ludwig showed our group, which is titanium plated, and he says can actually serve as a shield to stop a bullet from a pistol. This brought home for me, in hearing that, the danger of these times indeed, and the sobering truth of the words which we have been reading here in Ephesians these last few weeks. Hear again some of the phrases: the powers of this present darkness, the spiritual forces of evil, the days which are evil. The times are dangerous, and the days are evil. And we would be, I think, foolish if we were to think that we are not already deeply into a spiritual war, which is for the soul of this nation and the course and safety of this world. So there is a battle, but our weapons are not conventional. They are not the weapons of physical, but rather spiritual warfare. We wear not the panoply of the soldier or the general, but we put on, the scripture says, the armor of God. Truth is the belt. It's what holds up everything else. Truth is what keeps everything else from falling down. Surely there's a whole lot of soldiers on the other side with their craftiness and lies and fake news who have lost their belts and are running around with their pants around their ankles. There's the breastplate of righteousness. Righteousness is another biblical word for justice. In ancient days, soldiers wore protective breastplates, often with the insignia of Rome as an aegis. We stand, Ephesians says, boldly and squarely with our chests strong, because our hearts are behind the aegis of justice. There are the sandals of peace. Some translations say shoes. Fabulous shoes. My wife, Irie, says she wants a pair. Shoes of the gospel of peace. Peace, beloved, is hard to come by. Peace does not come of its own. There is strife and there is enmity and there is all kinds of division. We see what happened in Lebanon just last night. Wars are so easily fought, but the peace is so hard won. This is why Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers." And it is why the psalmist said, "We must seek peace and pursue it." There is the shield of faith, because slings and arrows and malicious lies and malevolent people, and even as Mr. Ludwig warns, bullets may come, but we stand firm in our faith and our convictions in Christ. There's the helmet of salvation, because our minds have to be made new in the knowledge of our own redemption and the promise of everyone's salvation in Christ. This is what keeps us from losing our minds and acting like fools, the knowledge of everyone's salvation. Our brothers, our sisters, our kindred, and even our enemies. Not condemnation, but salvation in Christ. There's the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God used in the right context for the right purpose. That purpose is always to defend and to protect, not to kill or to destroy. And finally, there is the secret weapon. The secret weapon used by God's army. And it is the weapon of prayer. Prayer for ourselves, prayer for our neighbors, prayer for our angels, prayer even for our enemies. For through the mystery of prayer, we commune with the defense forces of God, and we marshal the angels and archangels of heaven, and we receive our marching orders from our great commander in chief, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Our struggle is not against flesh and blood, Ephesians says. In other words, it is not against other human beings. We are in a not merely physical, but spiritual struggle. And it is indeed a struggle against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. It is a struggle, as I said, for the soul of this nation and the well-being of this world. And we must put on the whole armor of God. If we are to fight the good fight for the sake of ourselves and our children and our children's children and even this young little child whose voice I hear to my left, our weapons are not the weapons of war. Our weapons are not the weapons of war. Our weapons are not the weapons of war. They are the weapons of righteousness. So when there are lives, we strap on truth. And when there is injustice, we put on justice. And when there is harm and destruction, we rise up in a campaign of care and salvation. Our swords convict, our shields defend, our shoes seek a peaceful end and pursue it. And our prayers keep our hearts true, our hands clean, our struggle just, and our means pure. The powers and the principalities of this present age muster themselves against us, but the forces of good mount up, and God goes with us. And more importantly than that, we go with God. Beloved, I pray that I am not misheard this morning. Too often, too many have gone off to war thinking that God was on their side. The Constantinian baptism of the sword was blasphemy and not at all what the author of the book of Ephesians was saying. In fact, quite the opposite. Ephesians says that we are in a struggle, and there are forces which array themselves against us. And the wiles of the devil would very much wish to confound and condemn us. The darkness would love to tempt us and capture us, to tempt and capture the light. So in Jesus' words, we have to be gentle as doves, yet shrewd as snakes. And in Ephesians' words, we have to arm ourselves with all of the armament that is fitting for true and good foot soldiers of peace in the army of the gospel of peace. This is a spiritual battle, and we must be spiritually prepared lest we find ourselves fighting for the wrong side. And as our Quaker friends say, in fighting the beast, we become the beast, and therefore beastliness win. That is not the way. We put on the whole armor of God, and we seek to win the peace and the salvation for all in this nation and also in this world. When word got out this week that I had been unbanned, I received a text from my good friend and colleague, Reverend Dr. Michael Bell, who wrote, "Watchman, this is great news. Put your helmet back on and let's go." And earlier this summer, after a local political bully called into question our IRS standing because of what we've been doing at the Tarrant County Courthouse, and said that we were an endangerment to children because of our support for transgender people. Another dear and good friend and pastor named Kyle Childress got word and sent me another text with just these words: "Preacher, put on the whole armor of God." I do have to wonder if somebody isn't trying to tell us something. Something about the battle we are in and the courage and the protection which we will need. So, beloved, put on your helmets and let's go. Put on the whole armor of God. And buckle up your chin straps and get ready. For as the old, seldom heard, but not altogether untrue hymn has it, "Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe, forward into battle, see his banner go. And at the sign of triumph, Satan's host doth flee. On then, Christian soldiers, on to victory."